Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
I'm Ellie Gettinger, Director of Digital Learning at the Jewish Theological Seminary, with the Torah commentary for Parashat Bechukotai, the blessings of curses. It is easy to see the last 2 years as a curse. 1 million people have died in the U.S. alone. Lives have been upended. We are in a constant state of emotional whiplash, responding to whatever new national emergency faces us. This week, we are reeling from another school shooting and the murder of 19 children and 2 teachers in Texas. Reading the curses at the center of Parshat Bechukotai, I was struck by how chaos and lack of control presented within the tochecha, or admonition, dovetails with the constant emotional upheaval of the pandemic and the trauma of modern life. This accumulation of divine admonitions in relation to the collective experience of the past years led me to philosopher Walter Benjamin's Angelus Novus. In a posthumously published essay, Theses on the Philosophy of History, Benjamin describes a print he purchased in 1921, which features a striking image of a wide-eyed and wings outstretched angel. His face is turned towards the past, where we perceive a chain of events. He sees one single catastrophe, which keeps piling wreckage upon wreckage and hurls it in front of his feet. The angel would like to stay, awaken the dead, and make whole what has been smashed. But a storm is blowing from paradise. It has got caught in his wings with such violence that the angel can no longer close them. The storm irresistibly propels him into the future, to which his back is turned, while the pile of debris before him grows skyward. The storm is what we call progress. In Bechukotai, both blessings and curses seem to pile up, overwhelming the recipient with either abundance or challenging circumstances. It's easier to see the parallels between Benjamin's storm and the increasing curses of the Tochecha. Sickness, famine, exile, and death seem to pile up on the Israelites. In thinking through these blessings and curses and Benjamin's pessimism about progress, is there room for optimism? The parasha opens with a description of the abundance for the Israelites if they follow my laws faithfully and observe my commandments. The blessings end with a reminder of God's redemptive role in the Exodus. I, the Lord, am your God who brought you out from the land of the Egyptians to be their slaves no more, who broke the bars of your yoke and made you walk erect. We can picture the Israelites being propelled forward into freedom, but accompanied by mountains of wreckage that trail behind them, generational trauma, environmental and physical plagues, and death. The blessing portion of the parasha evokes the adage of too much of a good thing, potentially leading those with plenty to miss the metaphorical debris surrounding them. There's a flip side to blessings, one that calls on the recipient to acknowledge their position of privilege. And with curses, the opposite can hold true as well. Challenges, obstacles, and impediments can create new awareness and provide a measure of compassion that allows individuals to step outside of their experience. The angel in Benjamin's image is highly aware of what is going on around him, which seems to be a reaction to his constant propulsion. One curse in the parasha also refers to this distinct sense of situational awareness. As for those of you who survive, I will cast a faintness into their hearts in the land of their enemies. The sound of a driven leaf shall put them to flight. Fleeing as though from the sword, they shall fall, though none pursues. In comparison to the initial blessings of carefree living, this ongoing anxiety and movement seems overly burdensome. The survivors are like Angelus Novus, with wings spread, being pushed forward. This progress is terrifying, but it also forces the individual to be acutely aware of his or her surroundings. Strangely, Benjamin's angel has been tracking me for the past half year, appearing in 2 books and at the center of an exhibit that I encountered. In both books, a novel and a work of social commentary, Benjamin provides a counterpoint to an unconsidered life, with the author illustrating the dangers of unchecked development through the trajectory of the angel. In the Tochecha, God's wrath comes from the rejection of commandments, commandments that include the exhortation to care for those in need, the widow, the orphan, and the stranger. Curses emerge from unappreciated prosperity, failing to live up to the moral code at the center of God's laws and commandments. Blessings can also arise from curses. Anxiety and challenge can heighten mindful appreciation of the plight of others and our broader world. We can be responsive instead of apathetic. Yes, we are deeply enmeshed in a difficult time in a challenging world. This offers us a chance to see the wreckage and evaluate what we can do differently. Even within the curses of the COVID era, there have been opportunities for blessings, for us to take stock and to better appreciate the simple joy of being with friends, to explore and enjoy nature, to consider what really matters to us. It would be easy to be mired in the debris that is trailing behind us, but like Benjamin's angel, we can be intentional, facing forward, looking to what comes next. In moments of trauma, we can develop an awareness for our challenges and our shortcomings and develop a powerful sense of empathy. Bahukotai implies that there are reasons for national calamity rooted in complacency during times of prosperity and ignoring inequity and injustice. There is a sense of the power of human agency to behave differently and the moral responsibility to do so. And for people to find ways to do this together would truly be a blessing.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. And discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.